Okay, so this is something that comes out, Vayikra and Tzav, and comes up all the time. One of my chavrusas of many years, I don't know if I've mentioned this, one of my chavrusas for 5 years, he's currently finishing a PhD in Kudshim, in Talmud, whatever, at Yale. Analyzing the notion of kapara or something like that in Karbanot, in Chazal, and something like that. So he wrote on last week on something which I think is worth drawing attention to. One of the phrases that comes up all the time, and we talked about this when we did the Sugyan Kachim, is that what is the purpose of Karbanot? The Reach Nichalach, right? Now, if you just read those words, right, what would you, right, what is it about Karbanot that creates a Reach Nichalach? What does that even mean?
Smells nice.
Right, so good. So, and therefore what, right? Yeah, and therefore what? Right, so Chazal have a, I would say counter read, but that's really wrong. What I'm going to point out is not a counter read at all. Right, Chazal have a read of this, and what do they say every time? What is a Reach Nichalach? Reach Nichalach? Why?
Smells like a grill. It's like a barbecue.
So it's Reach Nichalach, right?
Smells harsh.
That you kept my word, right? That it was Nachat Ruach Lefanav, right? They pun on it, right? It's not Nichalach, what a God likes a big good smell, right? Likes a barbecue. It's all right. No, it's Nachat Ruach Lefanai, right? Shetziviti v'kiyam, right? That I said what I was going to do, right? I said that what you wanted, I wanted you to do, and you did it, right? That's the Reach Nichalach, right? God doesn't care about the smell. So what my Chavrusa pointed out is, where do Chazal get that notion? What are they doing? Are they just like punning for fun? What are they doing? And this is important for Karbanot. It's important for the Haftarah from last week.
I presume that they realize it has to be possible that God actually enjoys the smell.
So sure, there's the theological aspect, but they're also, and this is what my Chavrusa pointed out, right, was that they are basically taking that phrase straight from a...
Shmuel.
Good. A paraphrase of Shmuel from the Haftarah last week, right? Because what was the Haftarah last week?
He said, "You're going to give me your karbanos."
And what was the line? What was the line that he said to him?
Fulfilling God's word is better smell than sacrifice.
Where is this? Where do they put it in this one? Oh, here. Yeah. One second, I got it.
When Shaul says they took animal sacrifices, Shmuel tells him.
He says to him, exactly, right? He says to him, Vayavo Shmuel al Shaul, Vayom al Shaul, Baruch ata Adonai, Ki hakimoti et dvar Adonai. I've kept the word of God. Right. Bless it. Vayom Shmuel, in one of my favorite lines in all of, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but this is one of the best puns ever, right? Vayom Shmuel umek kol atzona zebozni, v'kol abakar shenochi shomea. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Yes, Vayomer Shmuel Umeh Hakol Agadol. Right, that's it's a pun. You never realize that, but that's clearly what Shmuel is doing. He's making fun of Shaul.
Clearly,
and clearly, I mean, he is. But it's actually a very funny one. But anyway, that's not the point. So, he says. So, what is that? So they keep going back and forth on this. Then Shmuel later says, V'lama shol shamata v'kol Adonai v'ta'at v'lo shalal v'ta'as harabe Adonai. Why didn't you listen to God again? And you did the evil in the eyes of God. V'yomer Shaul Shmuel, Asher shamati v'kol Adonai v'elech v'dach asher shalach chani Adonai v'yakai melech amalek v'amalek echramti. What do you mean? I did it. I killed everybody except for Agag. But I brought him here. Right? Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I brought all these animals for Karbanot. And what does he say to him? Said, I'm sorry. Do you think that God wants Karbanot? You think that's what God wants? Why do you think he wants Karbanot? Right? And what does he say? What does he want?
To listen to his word.
Right? No, first, does God want Karbanot? Kishmo b'kol Hashem. Right? As much as he wants listening to God. Hinei shmoa mizevach tov. Right? Listening to God is better. L'hakshiv mechelev elim. Right? To listen is better than bringing the fats of What is chalev elim?
Chalev of lambs.
Yeah, but like usually fattened lambs, right? That's really the point here. Right now, this is also right now. This is obviously in other places as well. Who else says sentiments like this? Yeshayahu says, "Do I want karbanot?" But he replaces it with, "What do I want instead of karbanot?"
Morality.
No, morality. Right, I want morality. Right, Shmuel is a much more generic statement, which is, "I don't want karbanot. I only want karbanot because I want you to listen to me." You just get it. So what Chavrusa pointed out, Rabbi Shlomo Zuckier, or almost Rabbi Doctor, right, is that the phrase in the Sifrei, for example, is Reach Nichoch LaShem, Nachad Ruach Lefanai, Shamarti V'Naaseh Ritzoni. Right, that's the phrase, which he notes is a paraphrase of Hechafeith LaShem Be'olodus V'Chim Kishmo Be'Kol LaShem. Right. And so Chazal aren't punning, right? They're not saying, "Oh, michoach doesn't mean a good smell; it means nachat ruach lefanai." They're interpreting, right? They're arguing based on Shmuel and Yeshayahu and Micha and all the other Nevi'im we can go through. All those ones that you all know bal peh, right? All those wonderful Nevi'im.
Just let me know about the
plan. That even if the literal meaning means that there's a good smell, obviously the upshot of it is the reason that God likes smelling the karbanot is because he commanded it. But in a case, as the case of Shaul, where he commanded the opposite, then he really doesn't want it. And what Yeshayahu adds is that even if the karban technically is obligatory, if it doesn't represent a more overarching commitment to the system of Torah mitzvot, then it is worthless, because karbanot are meant to bring you close to God only if you're the type of person that God wants close, right? The karbanot has to come on a background of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why that phrase comes up over and over and over again in Vayikra, in Tzav. I mean, here I just opened up, right? Tzav, this is Pasuk. It's the eighth Pasuk already in Tzav. But in general, that's an important theme to just carry with you throughout the Karbanot, right? And then again, it's Pasuk Tedvav. I mean, you could keep going, right? But the Chazal sort of reinterpretation of, or I shouldn't say reinterpretation, contextual interpretation of Reach Nichoach, that what really God wants is for you to listen to Him, right? Seems to be one of the running themes in Vayikra, whether or not, right, in the words, clearly the context goes that way, and definitely the broader context in Tanakh. Okay?